These texts are about how the Word of God returns to God. It will, infallibly. But whether we will be part of that return depends on our will. Now, you know, when you think about how the saints and mystics have sort of traced the spiritual life, St. Bernard, along with many earlier fathers, says, you know, we're created in the image and likeness of God. In sin, we never lost the image, but we've lost the likeness. We're not like God anymore. So, for Bernard, for instance, the whole of life is a journey from the region of dissimilarity to the region of similarity. And these texts are like that. Why do you think the church would put, as this first reading, this part of Isaiah, which talks about the Word of God coming, bearing fruit, and returning? The Word will do that for which I sent it. Well, there's one word. This is how you are to pray. That word does not return empty in the hearts and minds and spirits of those who give themselves totally to God. But for the rest of us, it's a discipline. And when you think that the Word of God Himself, you see, gave us this prayer. You know, you remember that beautiful definition of prayer from the Catechism. Christian prayer is a covenant relationship between God and man. God gives, and we return. The next line of that says, it is the work of the Holy Spirit and ourselves. Prayer. So our prayer, when it's really prayer, is returning with the Holy Spirit to the Father. That's prayer. Are there obstacles? You better believe it. And that's what Lent is all about. Getting rid of some of the sensuality, some of the self-centeredness, some of the ego, in order to have, as the next part of that definition says, you see, it is in keeping with the human will of the Son of God made flesh, directed wholly to the Father. And so, there's this mystery of how God pours out Himself and then returns to Himself in us if we want it. It's not automatic. But the plan of God will succeed. So we have this. We got it. Remember, we had another dimension of this yesterday. Remember, yesterday we were talking about caring for the poor, caring for the, and you know, I said, you see, there's only one Christ loving Himself. That's Augustine's definition of heaven. And so this movement of God, which is full of love, tenderness, fire, beauty, comes to us. And if we accept it, will transform us. So that we can be a place where the fire of God returns to Him. You know, there's a famous story in monastic life. A couple of the monks were out in the desert, living there. And a young monk went to an older man, and he said, Father, I say the Psalter every day. You know, I fast 3 times a week. But what more should I do? And the old man stood up and he raised his hands to heaven. And his fingers became like 10 candles, all aflame. And he said, if you want it, you can be a living flame. That's addressed to us. Do you want to be a respectable Christian? Better than being an irrespectable Christian is better, you know. I mean, and we'll probably make it to the pearly gates. Or do you want to help save the world? Then we have to yield our whole being to God. And then some of us will preach, some of us will teach, some of us will care for the poor, and some of us will just stand there and worship God. And together, the Word of God will return to him. And that's why it says, you see here, if you look at this prayer, let the name of God be held holy. Hallowed be your name. The very name, the very expression, Father, filled with love, respect, honor, fear. Let your kingdom come. That place from which you rule, namely Jesus. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. This is the heart of Jesus opened up for us. Let your will be done, Father. When he's in the garden, and he says, in effect, Father, if there's any way out of this, I'd take it. But not what I will, but what you will. Your will be done. Most of us, we know the will of God, but we're not supposed to commit mortal sin, and we're supposed, you know. The will of God. This plan, this fire to save the whole world. You see? Give us what we need. We need bread, but we need our trespasses forgiven. And how many times in the New Testament? Forgive us as we forgive. In fact, when we finish this prayer, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Jesus is not dumb. With that clarity of spirit, he sees the evil one all over the place. The one comment is on, which is another saying of Jesus, put here by Matthew, if you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive you your transgressions. That's quite a contract. And it's not a contract we're free to enter into or not. It's been made for us by Jesus. So we're moving into Lent now. And it's this precious call to conversion. So let's stand and pray.